Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burwell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with your listening audience great things that God is doing in His kingdom. We are excited this evening to have as our guest Pastor Rose Jarvis of Rose Jarvis Ministries. She's here with us this evening to share with us about a phenomenal event that's taking place. And I don't want to prolong what God wants to release through her and about this conference. So, Pastor Rose, I'm going to ask right now that you would just introduce yourself as the Lord leads and just share with us the heartbeat of God concerning the impact that's going to be taking place in Hampton Roads. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Valerie. I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to share. I thank God for the connection. And to the listening audience, my name is Rose Jarvis, and I'm speaking on behalf of Rose Jarvis Ministry. Sister Valerie has let me share about the Phenomenal Impact Conference. It will be taking place March 12th through the 14th this year at the Embassy Convention Center in Hampton, Virginia. It is free. I repeat again, it is free and open to all. We would love to have everyone come out and just make an impact for God and the kingdom. The theme for the conference is Total Impact. And the scripture reference is coming from Luke 19, the 13th verse, where it says, "Occupy until I come." Our vision is to empower others to intentionally use every God-given talent to reach the lost for Christ. And as I stated, the conference is free. There's going to be teaching for married, for single, for divorced, for women in ministry, for the kingdom leaders, CEOs. We also have teaching that's the facilitators that are coming in to teach to help to get the body of Christ straight with their finances. We have teaching coming in for health classes. I'm flying in the best of the best, some of God's best of the best. We have Bishop Daniel Robinson from Mount Gilead International Ministries in Richmond, Virginia, Dr. Michael Penn from the Galleon House of Worship, and he's coming to impact us, and Bishop Hugh Smith from Michigan, Bishop Angela Cottrell from Washington, D.C., and everyone knows Kate McVeigh from Kate McVeigh Ministries. She's flying in from Michigan. We also have Dr. Jackie McCullen coming in from New York, and I'm just excited for what God is doing. Some of the facilitators is Reverend Adams, Co-Pastor Teela, Pastor Harris, and we also have things for the young adults. We don't want to leave them out. We have teachers coming in to impact them as well. And as I said, the theme is Occupy Until I Come. And the vision is to have everyone use, like I said, intentionally use every God-given gift, their heart, their spirit, their soul, their mind, everything that they can do before God returns, before Jesus returns for his church. I'm praying that the impact will be phenomenal. I'm praying that people will leave out of there knowing that we have to come from out of the church walls and do more than what we do on Sunday and Wednesday night and just impact the world. There are so many people that will not come into the church that we desire to be saved, but they will come to a conference and especially come as it's free. So the whole committee, me and my committee, we've just been laying before the Lord and believing God for enough sponsors to handle everything on our own so that we will not have to put a charge. And God is doing just what he said he would do. And I just give him all praise, glory, and honor for it. We picked an excellent place where we can put more than 2,000 in there at a time. There's classes, there's sessions, there's time of fellowship. It's everything. We thought of everything that everyone may want to learn or improve on to make sure that everything that we could think of that we wanted for ourselves as well would be a part of it. And I just thank God for the men and women of God that have volunteered to come and share and impact the kingdom for God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that theme, and I like that scripture reference about occupying until I come. And I think it's so necessary in this season that we're in. to really understand what God is saying when he's telling us to occupy until he comes. That's, to me, when I hear that passage of scripture, it's much like they that wait upon the Lord. And we think that waiting means that I'm just sitting here doing nothing and you know, I just wait for it to happen. But when it talks about waiting, it means that you've got to take some action that's in alignment with your purpose. And the same thing with occupy. Occupy until I come. When I hear that, that's speaking to the necessity of me working and operating in my purpose in the earth and fulfilling the original intent that God had for my life while I'm here, so that should he return, he can say, oh,
that's
well done, my good and faithful servant.
Amen. Exactly.
Well done. And so for those of us, and my husband and I were just talking about that, about how so many people don't want to go into the churches. Because there's been church hurt and there's been let down because they have their confidence in man, not realizing that it's not about the man. Yes, you want to be with the leader that God desires you be with, but you've got to have a relationship with him so that you understand the necessity of what occupying until he returns is all about.
That's right. That's exactly right, Sister Valerie. And we just believe God is going to do just that. He's going to empower. He's going to drive the gifts out of people, the gifts, the talents, the anointing, everything that he's placed inside of them so that they can use it to his glory. And just like you said, it's not about the man, it's not about the woman, it's not about even the church name, but it's all about him and him being glorified. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's what we plan to do. I've even spoken with the musicians and the choirs, the praise teams, and I was like, I don't want any songs that glorify people or pump their spirits up, sing unto the glory of God. Choose all songs that give God glory, give God praise, and talk to all the facilitators, all the teachers, and this is what it's all about. It's not about Rose Jarvis Ministries either. It's about impacting the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And we're just excited. Amen. We're just excited. And just thanking God for everyone that's partnering, everyone that's bringing their body, their church members, their unsaved. That's another thing we've been praying and fasting for, that people that are saved will bring the unsaved and allow them to experience this so that they, you know, bring them into the kingdom, bring them. Let them experience it and let them see the love of God in action.
That's good. And you said that, you know, bringing the saved and the unsaved. And I want you to bring the churched and the unchurched.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that because many times people are in the church and they're not saved, but they're churched.
Yes, yes.
And they really don't understand anything about what their purpose is in the earth and really about what it is that God requires them to do as they're occupying until he comes. So when he's saying this, for all who have an ear to hear, free means free.
Yeah.
you can't fix that any other way. Free means free. So when you can't say, well, I can't get there because I, you know, no, free means free.
Yes,
exactly. And the blessing with that, is that, you know, you've mentioned that you've been prayerful about the sponsors and your committee and how you're diligently laying before the Lord, and the Lord is meeting and exceeding every need that you all have. And I know that even those who will come, you may not have to ask them for anything, but there will be those that come whose lives will be impacted in such a way that they can't leave without sowing a seed.
Yes, yes. Praise God.
But it's not because of anything that Rose Jarvis did or Rose Jarvis Ministries or the committee, but it'll be because of the impact that's taken place of what God has spoken to them. And he said, look, I don't want you to have any excuse for this.
That's right. Exactly.
I want you to say you can't pay the $129 registration because there is no $129 registration. There's no $59, $39,
$19,
or
$10. Not even 10. Yes, Lord.
Not even 10.
God is so good. He's so good. And we've even partnered with the Embassy Suites right beside the convention center, and they've given discount rooms for those that, you know, want to come and stay as groups. They can get the discount on the Rose Jarvis Ministries, and the day they check in, they get a free manager's dinner, and then breakfast is free every morning for staying in there. And it's not the little, you know, the little packages of breakfast.
The little continental.
The little continental. They actually have a chef there that will cook what you want.
Amen.
God is just so awesome. It's just so awesome. We've just seen favor in the hand of God in the whole ordeal, because he gives you the desires of your heart. And if it's from God, he's going to make sure every need is met.
Oh, my.
You just have to trust him and step out on faith, you know.
Amen. One thing that I've learned, even in my travels, is when it is, like you said, when this is an assignment from the Father, he pays that bill. When you do his will, he will pay the bill.
Exactly. And the vision is to take it, not just, you know, for this 1 month, this year. The vision is to take it from city to city, from town to town, and do a one-day impact in different cities and towns. And we're going to be announcing that at the conference for those that are coming, flying in. We've got people booking rooms from different cities, different towns, flying in. They could take it back, and if they want us to come, we're willing to come. We have a team that's willing to come.
Amen.
Whatever it takes.
Well, we'll have
I'm just
we'll
like
have to
you, sis. I'm just like you.
Bringing it to Richmond.
Like
I know
you.
Hampton is close. Yeah.
Well, amen. But I'm just like you. I want to hear him say, well done.
You know,
I don't want to hear him say, I gave you this gift, I gave you this talent, and you sat on it. And you know the story in the Bible about the one he gave so many talents to one to another, and the one that he gave one went and buried it. I do not intend to do that. I'm using every God-given gift, every God-given talent.
Amen. And it is important. So often we've been in church and, you know, we've been told that there is one thing that we've been assigned, and that's to stand on the door and usher, or that's to go and work children's church, or, you know, based on their need for you, you were given an assignment. But when we recognize that God has placed a package inside of each of us, and that on different occasions he'll place leverage on that package on the inside of us to bring forth his glory in the utilization of our gifts.
That's right.
That to me should be a driving force for everyone to want to be in attendance to this epic event, because you want to know, okay, God, what is it you want to place leverage on now? What is it in me now that's going to bring you glory in this moment? And what is it I need to be preparing for that next assignment that's going to come that's already on the inside of me?
You said it. You said it right there. The next assignment. You can't dwell on what you've already done in the past. You're still here. You still have work to do. You hit it right on the bullseye. You're still here. You still have work to do. You hear so many people talk about what they've done in the past. Okay, that's your old testimony. What are you doing for the Lord now? You know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're still here. There's still work to do. You're not finished. Keep going. He hasn't returned yet.
Amen.
And I just give him praise. He's going to do it, too. He's going to do it. People are going to leave out revived, recharged, rechallenged, and ready to just take the world on for God. I'm like that woman he found at the well. I'm just going to run and tell everybody how good he is.
Come see the man.
Learn about the man. Come study the man. I know the man. I've met him. I want you to meet them.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes, that encounter, that one-on-one encounter with God. It's some things you share with people, some things you won't because they think you're crazy. But once they have that one-on-one encounter with God, they'll never go back. So you'll never turn back.
Amen.
Like you said, all of us had experiences. Everyone's had experiences in church, but you're not there for the people. You're there for God. You're there to make impact for God. Everyone, he said, there's a cross. Must Jesus bear the cross along and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone.
No.
And surely there's a cross for me. You bear it.
Amen.
You bear it in love. Amen. He said, love your enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you.
You
have to stay focused. You have to stay focused.
Amen. Amen. Got to. And we bless God for your obedience, my sister, for your obedience in staying the path. Because as we mentioned before going on the air, as a leader in ministry, often, even when we know God has spoken and given us an assignment, sometimes those that we are connected to would cause us to cringe and be like, oh God, but you have stayed the course and you have persevered, and because of your obedience, and now God is opening up limitless opportunity for you to show forth what he's done and to really operate in the gifting that he's given you to impact the world. So I'm so thankful to God for you and excited about what God is going to do through Rose Jarvis Ministries. Amen?
Amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. So again, tell us when this conference is being held, the dates, the time, the start times. If you have the itinerary of the speakers, if there may be certain things or certain days, and of course your website so that they can go onto the website and register tonight.
Yes, ma'am. The conference is March 12th through the 14th, and if you're staying at the Embassy Suite, check-in time is at 3 o'clock. The website is Rose Jarvis Ministries. Let's say it again. It's Rose Jarvis Ministries, J-A-R-V-I-S. Amen. And that it starts on Thursday. The first session starts at 6 o'clock p.m. that Thursday, so they have time to check in, get them some dinner, and the first session will start at 6 o'clock. Then right after that, we have another general session coming right behind them that Thursday night at 7:30. That Friday, we start early with 6 a.m. intercessory prayer. I am a strong believer in prayer, and I'll be doing that session myself. That's 6 a.m. in the morning. Then we break for breakfast, and at 10 a.m. we have general sessions, and I have booked three different rooms that we will have the breakout sessions, but all the general sessions will be in the grand ballroom. And the breakout sessions will start at 11:15, and three at one time will be going on. We'll break for lunch after that. Then we even have panel discussions that starts at 1:30. Panel discussions where people can ask questions and get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for their question they've always wanted to ask. And I tell everybody when I was in school working on my doctorate, the professor told me, he said, the only dumb question is the question not asked. So my hand kept my question. My hand kept going up.
Amen.
Then after that, we'll break and let them have a, you know, time of relaxation. They can get the dinner, whatever they would like to do. And we come back again at 6 o'clock for another general session. And then right after that, we have the grand, the evening session at 7:30. And then that Saturday morning, we come back again at 6 a.m. for intercessory prayer, break again for breakfast. 10 a.m., we have a general session in the grand ballroom. And we break again at 11 o'clock for breakout session. Those that are staying at the Embassy Suite, they have checkout at 12. So we have a break there so everyone can get checked out. And then we come back with praise and worship at 12:30, and the last session is at 1 o'clock, and we'll close out with the last speaker, and then we'll pray over everyone for safe travels back, and prayerfully everyone will have connected with someone that they did not know. And all of those that I look up to and speak into my life, they always tell me to connect with people that have more than what I have, and what they're talking about.
Amen.
Spiritually, not talking about material
Amen.
Things,
Amen.
Spiritual,
Amen.
And they're where I want to go, and that's what I do. A lot of my friends, most of my friends, I tell everybody, a lot of my friends are much older than me. And it's like, why are you hanging out? So I'm hanging around the wisdom, I'm hanging around the knowledge, I'm
Amen.
Hanging around
Amen.
You know, the understanding, because I want it all. I want it all. I know what I was born to do. I know my purpose in life, and if they have anything in them that can help me, I'm going after it. So I pray that everyone that comes to the conference will do the same thing, will connect with someone they do not know, someone that they see the gifts and talents and anointing on that they know that God has placed inside of them that can help them pull it out of them. But we just
Amen.
Believe in God that he's going to do exactly that.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm going to make it my business to be there. I won't guarantee
Amen.
I'll be there all three, but I'm going to be in the place. Amen. Because
God.
I want all that God has for Valerie. And I know that there are some things that are yet to be fulfilled in my life for him. So, amen. I am excited about it. I am excited about it.
Praise
Listeners,
and once again,
please,
it's free.
Yes, it is free. So check out the website. More information about the conference is listed. You can register for the conference on tonight. It is free. Will not require anything except for checking. I will attend on how many you're going to bring with you. I encourage leaders to take this before your ministries. Bring your church. Bring your church. Bring them. It's free. All this is going to do is cost you time. And it'll be time well spent, because God is going to meet you, and some of you all are going to receive answers to questions that you've been seeking God for if you would just press your way.
Amen.
Just press your way. Press your way. Amen. Amen.
Thank you
I'm excited.
Sister Valerie.
You are certainly welcome. It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. You know, we're about the same thing, about empowering God's people. And I tell them, you know, when I close the broadcast weekly, that once we've been empowered, we need to take the responsibility to empower others. And that's how we're going to grow God's kingdom.
That's right.
It's not about us holding what God has given us, but it's about us feeding it to others so that they're strengthened, and they will feed it to someone else, and they're strengthened, and the kingdom of God will manifest here just like God desires that it does.
Amen.
Amen. Well, sister, you want to close us out in prayer? We will be back on the air tomorrow morning, amen, at 8 o'clock a.m. God spoke to me about dealing with those who we are surrounded with. We're going to talk about that in the morning at 8 o'clock a.m., amen?
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Sister Valerie and this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for using her to your glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every need being met. And God, we just thank you for every listener. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for them taking time to study your word and learn of you, Lord God, and to get all that they can get. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for tonight's safety over everyone.
Thank you, Lord God,
for being able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even praise. And we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Sister.
God bless you.
God bless you, listeners. Remember that you are the key to your own empowerment. If you desire strength, strengthen yourself. God has placed the capacity and propensity within you. So come on, let's gird ourselves up. Let's operate in the authority and dominion that he's given us, and let's be empowered. Amen? God bless you all. We love you. Good night.
Good night.